We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It is Dukes and Bell with Randy McMichael, a very special edition, a mashup from Andy Rende on today for Carl. And we're joined, as we are every Friday, by everybody's favorite CEO. What a perfect time to have Steve Koonin on, coming off one of the most electrifying Hawks wins in recent memory. There have been so many, seemingly, this year, Steve, but this was special. 50 points in the fourth quarter, all sorts of franchise records being set in the second half. What a night.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. You know, I did something last night I've never done before. I came back home and watched the replay of the game till about 1:25 in the morning.
No, I was watching the highlights this morning on the plane. Then when I got home, I watched it on the DVR. I can't lie. I just fast-forwarded to the fourth quarter. But that's when all the good stuff happened.
Actually, 6 minutes and 20 seconds, if you want to be precise.
Not the whole fourth quarter, Steve.
So that was just incredible. And huge credit to Quinn Snyder, you know, for keeping the guys together. And then, you know, that's when our length and our defense really took over, because we literally shut them down. 23-2 run. That doesn't happen too often in the NBA.
It doesn't. And when you talk about a 50-point quarter, I mean, obviously, y'all scoring them 50 to 25 in the quarter, Steve, it's been amazing. But I know that this is my first time talking to you in so many, 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 many years, my good friend. But what is this team's identity right now, in your opinion, Steve?
Oh, I think this team's identity has become something that I can't believe I'm saying is defense.
Okay.
You know, we held, and I'm not going to be precise, but I think we held Minnesota to like 105 points Monday. You know, last night was the first kind of crazy score night that we've had. I mean, they had a guy who was averaging a point a game go for 19 in the first quarter.
Who is this guy?
You know,
I know, we talked about it. Who is this guy Carter going off today?
He actually, when we played Milwaukee in the finals, Carter killed us in game two. But he just went off, and it was like, but I think our identity is defense. I think our identity is never quit. I think our identity is really ball movement, which right. We used to play a lot of isolation, and this year we're really, really moving the ball, and it's paying pretty good dividends.
It is Steve Koonin, guys. It's Hawks CEO with us here. And, again, big game with Miami coming to town on Saturday afternoon. Another one. So hopefully this team gets on that run, and I just can't wait to see what you guys are going to do. I know you get mad at me when I fast forward to the trade deadline, but I'd love to see a little more size, and there's some things we could add to this team. But the biggest thing that Randy and I were talking about earlier is, knock wood, staying healthy. You know, and other side from Bogey, for the most part, the core has been able to stay healthy.
Yeah, Okongwu also, you know, has had a little bit of injuries. But what's interesting to me is that everybody wants us to make a deal. Who doesn't? Deals are fun.
I do.
And then, who do you want to trade?
Well, I mean, you could argue, just not to say like we're capologists, but the idea that Capella, because of the expiring contract, could be something that might be attractive to a team. Again, it kind of makes sense. You can't do it, not just, you know, cut your nose off to spite your face, but get somebody who brings a little bit more athleticism maybe in the front court. Not a knock on Clint, but just saying how we could improve.
Right, but then all of a sudden you just traded away your starting center. So I get very excited about trades, and then I realize what we're giving up, and it's like, I don't want to share, you know. So that's why Landry Fields and the professionals do this kind of stuff. And it should be a very interesting winter. Let's just go with that.
All right.
How about this? And obviously we know you, TV man, know all the ins and outs of the networks and the ratings and all those different things. Your thought process of – not because he is still the top dog in the NBA.
Right. He's the face of the NBA.
He's still a face, saying that this is our day, NFL, even though it kind of ain't no more, Steve.
Well, you know, it's funny. The NFL, it doesn't seem there's a place they won't go except for Tuesday. So I'm kind of hoping Christmas becomes a legal Tuesday holiday.
Give it time.
Not sure we can pull that one off. Yeah, exactly. I never thought – in fact, it was funny. Last year I looked at the calendar and go, well, at least we're not going to have competition this year. It's on a Wednesday. And damn, 3 games in 11 days. You know, that's pretty tough on your athletes.
Yeah,
so much for player safety.
They did it, and credit to them. And guess what? I watched everyone, and so did you, and so did everybody listening.
Right.
Right. No, I just said we talked about it earlier, Steve, and I said everything in life has got to be a zero-sum game when it comes to opinion makers. The NBA's got their best numbers in 5 years, but the NFL is just, with all due respect, it's just at a different level.
Well, look, I have not been shy about saying that I think the NBA season should start at Christmas. I might have to amend that to the NBA season should start near Christmas. But it's the NFL is just incredible competition. I was thrilled that Steph and LeBron played such a great game. And,
yes,
you know, one of the things that we have to do as a league is replace those guys, you know. And I'm old enough to have lived through Larry and Magic retiring and lived through the Michael Jordan piece. But these guys, I mean, they truly move the needle and make a difference. And I was thrilled that the ratings were up for every game, but,
right,
you know, there's nothing wrong. I am fine being second in television ratings to the NFL. I am happy about that, copacetic with it, couldn't be happier with our new TV deal and the leadership of Adam Silver. So not everybody, you know, and I don't think fans care about ratings. I think fans care about stars and competition.
And that's one thing, Steve, I'm always curious about is when you try to find that next face. And how does the NBA go about that? Is it something that just supposed to happen organic, or is it do maybe we need to have this guy on the dish slot? How do you figure out that? Because I remember being a kid when Mike left, and right, then all of a sudden you're like, world at war. Then there's Kobe and Shaq, and then there's LeBron and Steph now. How do you get – because everybody thinks it's Wimby, but how do you figure out who that new guy is and how do you promote him to that?
Yeah, you know, it's really hard today. In the old days, and I helped do it, I mean, we had Grant Hill, who we made a huge star. He was the star of Sprite commercials. Kobe was the star of Sprite commercials. Michael Jordan was obviously Nike, and I want to be like Mike and Gatorade. And then you also had broadcast television partners. So during the heyday of Friends and Seinfeld, you're seeing promos with these guys for NBA games. And now media is so fractured. And there's, I don't really know how do you necessarily make a star. You know, historically, big men haven't sold. Shaq was not a great sales endorser until Shaq became a retiree. And now he will sell anything. And does an incredible job of it. Though,
yes, he will.
He was with Reebok, they dropped him. He was with Pepsi, they dropped him. He, you know, we didn't even go after him at Coke, because historically big men. So I think Wimby's an incredible talent and enjoyable to view. But I don't think he's going to become, you know, that kind of marketing icon that Steph and LeBron have become.
The thing is, it's funny, Randy brought up a great point, because, you know, after Michael, they were trying to force, so it's going to be Larry Johnson. Remember that? And it's going to be Grandmama. And all the different guys.
Grandmama,
Al
Iverson,
there was different guys. It just kind of happens. I think Ant-Man, I think SGA, even though small market, the market size doesn't really matter, because Durant was in Oklahoma City. But Jalen Johnson is a guy that can be that next all-star, can be part of this next generation.
Oh, I agree. Jalen is having a tremendous season, and so is Trey. And we're pushing hard for those two to be all-stars. Everybody, please, please vote, and especially for those two guys. They really deserve, you know, the notice. And this year, I think the experts underestimated us, and we're not on national TV as much as we should be. And they're not getting the visibility that they need. So I'd love Atlanta to help that happen. But the question of how do you make a star, you know, I think some of the biggest stars in the NFL are retired players still.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really, really, really hard. And I'm not talking about a star. I'm talking about a superstar.
Yeah, right. The guy that transcends. Hey, Steve, before we cut you, Steve Coonan is a Georgia alum and a proud Georgia booster.
Believe it.
And you're going to be in New Orleans, by the way?
I am not. I am not. We have a wedding that my wonderful wife has RSVP'd yes to, and I'm looking forward to it.
Shame.
As much as you would be.
She knows this is your slot on Friday.
Shame. You know what, man? Yeah. You don't get married. You don't stay married for 40 years if everything goes your way. So.
Wow. All right. No, but what do you think, though? Notre Dame, good defense. The X factor is Gunnar Stockton. All these stories about the young man who espouses the NIL for an old beat-up Ford pickup truck have made the rounds today. But he's got 3 weeks to get it cooking. Do you trust Kirby to have Gunnar in place to make some things happen?
I trust Kirby with anything and everything. I think that our defense, I'm hoping that we don't have to score a lot to win. In both Texas games, we didn't score a whole lot, especially the second one, the overtime game here in Atlanta to win the SEC championship again. Let us not forget we're SEC champions. You know, the Stockton thing, the whole Jake Fromm filling in at Notre Dame, and we won that game on a field goal 20-19. Right. That just kind of sticks in my head, you know, that maybe there's just something there. And I've seen Notre Dame. I saw Southern Cal bully them and push them around. So I'm sure it'll be a really good game. But I'm pretty confident that if anybody can find a way to win that, Kirby can. And look, we're going to play to Gunner's strengths. We're not going to have – he's not Jake Fromm, and he's certainly not, Brock. But I think that things will go our way. And I do think that we'll be back in Atlanta where Georgia belongs.
All right. So Steve will have the earpiece in for the wedding, and you enjoy your New
Year's. Like all of us.
Right. Enjoy New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and we will talk to you hopefully about a Georgia win. And the Hawks, man, like I said, that was making national news. That was such a big, big win against the Bulls, man. Have a great New Year, Steve.
Please, folks, join us for Miami tomorrow. There are a few standing room only tickets available, It's a great time to bring kids. 3
Appreciate
o'clock.
You so much, Steve.
3 p.m.
Excellent. Right here on 92.9 The Game. That's our man, Steve.
And Happy New Year, Randy. And Happy New Year, Mike. It's great being on the air with you.
We love you, brother.
Always, man.
Another year goes by. It's like 10 years of Steve on the air with us, man, having fun and always moving the meter, man. It's a Randy Mack, everybody's favorite tight end. Brock who? It's Randy with us today.
Well, you keep saying it. He's my favorite tight end.
Oh, yeah.
He's my favorite tight end.
Now you sound like Eric Dickerson. Anyway, we'll come back.
He's my favorite tight end. Records are meant to be broken, Mike.
Yes.
He shattered mine.
All right. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw, guys. I know. A lot of folks are hanging out here having a good time. We got Tinker. We got Kyle Pitts. Guys, this is not Kyle Pitts. This is Chris, but he does look a lot like Kyle Pitts. So if you want to take a picture with him and say, why is Kyle Pitts wearing a Postal Service outfit? But, confuse your friends for the new year. We'll come back. Randy, Falcon Report. A lot of pressure on Michael Penix Jr. in a must-win game in prime time.
Prime time.
Coming up next.